Hi, I'm Tom Evans, and I'm thrilled today to be speaking with Dr. Claire Gaudry about, I guess it's a subject that is, in my mind, key, but one also that can be quite elusive if you're in a position of leadership. And it's simply this: how can you bring intuition into your leadership and make it work?
Oh, wow, that's a great question, Tom. Bringing intuition into your leadership, to me, is a completely essential aspect of being a true leader and a powerful and impactful leader. And it's such a subtle little game of learning to connect with our physical resonance a bit more, like learning to recognize the signals from our body in response to our interactions with others, in response to projects that we have, in response to anything that our position of leadership is inviting us into.
But that sounds easy to say, but how do you even begin to do that? You know, like when you're leading a company, it's a bit like driving a car down the fast lane of a motorway and trying to make a choice or make a tire change even. So how do you start to listen to those signs in your body?
Well, this is actually... It does sound easy, mm-hmm. but it also, honestly, is quite easy. Mm-hmm. And the first step is to learn to stop, actually. Mm-hmm. Learn to stop, learn to relax, learn to give yourself that little bit of time, which can be just 30 seconds or a minute, to bring your focus in a different place. And that's all it is, really. It's a question of what do we do with our focus.
And where is that different place?
Where is that different place? Well, if I look at, for example, what I do yeah. with connecting with my intuition, I simply place my focus inside my body where my physical heart is and try to speak and sense and see and hear from that space rather than from where I know my physical eyes are, where my physical ears are, or even where my voice comes out from. So it's a very, very subtle thing, very easy to engage, but that creates a very different interaction with people and with your environment.
And do you think then in our cut and thrust society, you know, where there are lots of different pressures on businesses, is there space for people to lead from the heart as opposed to leading from the head?
That's a fantastic question. I think where the situation is that we actually think there is no space for that. We think that success is more important. We think that creating pressure for outcomes is more important. However, what I see when people engage from that space of the heart is such a different level of flow in the outcomes that they create. It's easier, it's bigger, it seems and feels effortless, simply because you have this compass within you that's switched on and that guides you and gives you the answers that your head would make very logical and very, very stiff or very difficult.
Got you. And have you got any examples of heart-led business initiatives?
Of heart-led business initiatives, at the moment, the example that is jumping at me is the one of my own clients who is running a corporate venue, and since she's chosen to work from the heart, just the sense you get by stepping into that venue is that of comfort, of peace, of possibility, because you engage with a different space. So that's the example that jumps at me immediately.
Wow. So you're saying that this is not just something that's in ourselves and will then, transfer to people we're working with, but it also transfers to the physical environment that we work in.
Absolutely. Without the shadow of a doubt, having seen the transformations that have happened there.
That sounds really powerful stuff. Well, Claire, it's been delightful to talk to you today. I hope this is the first of many, many conversations we'll have.
Thanks.
Maybe we should call them conversations for the heart.
I love that. Yes, thanks, Tom.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.